Broadway Group is known for its really visual shows. There's no talking, there's a lot of music, so you can see a connection right there with the Pops. But how are you going to mesh that kind of eclectic style with some of the music that the Pops will be playing?
I think what we try to do is approach every situation and kind of lean back on some of the just the general qualities of the show and the character, which is, you know, kind of the Blue Man is, we see them as this kind of very open, kind of everyman, kind of childlike character that whatever situation they're in, they're trying to like respond to that.
They have a permanent show in Boston, but permanent shows all over the country and the world. So clearly this kind of show and the kind of mission behind the show resonates with a lot of people.
A Blue Man show is not about going and sitting in the audience and receiving, you know, this thing. There's this interactive element that the audience is kind of the fourth character in the show. And so I think maybe that's a little bit of it. There's this kind of outreach to the audience to engage them and have them invest their emotions and contribute to the experience.
What type of person is a Blue Man?
There's a certain kind of physical presence that you need to have. And obviously there's drumming in the show and percussion. So some experience or at least a proclivity towards that. But then also this other really unique challenge, which is that's why sometimes we veer outside of like traditional actors, because most acting gigs involve speech. And since we don't have that, it's a lot of gesture and subtle gesture and how do you communicate something, removing the verbal aspect, right?
At this point, the show's been around for 25 years, and so there's traditions, I imagine, but also there's a need, because it's an artistic show that evolves, for there to be an element of freshness there as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's kind of the nice blend to most of the shows and productions. It's this combination of mentors and people that know the tradition and have carried it on, but we're constantly getting new, younger, different people into the mix. You know, there is this Blue Man character, but what that character is doing and how they're responding to the environment around them, whether it's like pop culture or music, that's a constantly evolving thing. So, you know, every year we go through a process where we look at the show and tweak it and maybe add a new piece here, and every few years we do more of a major kind of overhaul. That's just great for the organization as you know, a collective artist in generating new relevant work, but it also hopefully keeps it fresh for people that, you know, experienced it once and want to come back, or someone that hasn't at all.
Well, and I imagine too, stepping outside your comfort zone for both the Pops and Blue Man Group, that's another way to kind of keep the show fresh.
It is. It's great for us to, you know, support great organizations, and it's nice to work with great collaborators. It's relationships, it's connection to the community, it's doing something new and creative, and if you can have all those three things together, that's like a joy. So,
well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Good luck.
Thanks.